Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Cody and Zeke.
See, what had happened was...
Okay, so, the aliens are coming.
Uh-oh. Yes, they're already here.
They're already here, according to newly declassified CIA files.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these aliens, they're not good, though. They have the power to turn human beings into stone.
Uh-oh, you got turned into a stone last year, didn't
I
you?
I did, yes. Tyler turned me into a stone.
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. I guess the report contains photos, drawings, and multiple testimonials from eyewitnesses of the event, which happened during training exercises in Ukraine. Apparently, at one point, Soviet missiles were fired at an alien spacecraft, causing it to crash on the ground. Not good. Then 5 humanoid aliens exited the UFO, merged into a single object that acquired a spherical shape, grew much bigger, and exploded. And then 23 soldiers were there to witness it, were turned into stone poles.
Wow. Very angry indeed.
Only 2 of the soldiers who were in the shade survived it.
In the shade, okay.
A little shady, right. Were they?
Yeah.
Could just be the vodka talking. I don't know. There's a lot of vodka over there.
Sounds
so
weird to me. But I, you know, why should we be the only ones in the universe?
Are
you know what I
mean? Are the poles still there in Russia from the stone men?
I would love to know that as well.
Because that's the
find these.
It's now called Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Stone Cold Steve Austin emerged from the aliens.
That's right.
Anyway, on to the next. Let's see. This guy was just not thinking. I don't think he meant any harm by it, but now he's going to spend some time in jail. And I kind of feel bad for the guy, but at the same time, you're an idiot.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, this guy from Minnesota.
Okay.
Let me find this story.
Minnesota.
Apparently, his name is Joshua Lowe. Joshua Lowe's girlfriend and her family all went on a cruise.
Okay,
they went on this Carnival cruise, and he wasn't invited, by the way.
Joshua left home in the cold in Minnesota.
Michigan.
Oh.
I thought it was Minnesota. It's Michigan.
Okay.
He didn't want to pet sit for his girlfriend while she went on this family cruise. He was mad he didn't get, you know, invited onto the trip.
Yeah.
So I understand that. Anyway, he thought that it would be a good idea to call in a bomb threat. That would be kind of like in his mind, a wacky, fun way.
Wacky.
That would endear him to his sweetie and her family.
Yeah, it's called illegal.
He found that out real quick because he got sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Whoa! I wonder if he's still his girly friend.
No, I think he was trying to ruin her trip, and he certainly did. Authorities traced the email back to Joshua Lowe, who was living with the girlfriend's family. That's weird. So they all went on a trip and left him behind?
That kind of sucks.
Actually, what a jerk family.
Yeah.
Well, call in the bomb threat.
All 1,000 rooms on the ship had to be searched, which delayed it from setting sail. He apologized to the court, saying, "This is all my fault, and I take full responsibility." Well, that was nice. And probably you need to move out of your girlfriend's house, okay? Because they're not nice to you, clearly. They left you behind to pet sit. Didn't take you on a family cruise. not off to a great start.
Yeah, no.
And then you call in a bomb threat on their vacation. Again, not off to a great start.
Maybe if it's best for them not to be with each other.
Well, they're not going to be for at least 8 months. He's going to jail. He found a new home for 8 months. So good for him. There's your weird news and crazy little criminals. 106.5 The Wolf.
Cody and Zeke.
See, what had happened was...
Well, a 38-year-old Canadian man was arrested at Disneyland's New Orleans Square on Saturday night after he was found, well, pretty much doing what you do in New Orleans, walking around naked.
Why do people do that?
I still haven't figured this one out.
Is it all about the beads? Is that how you get the beads?
That's how you get the beads in New Orleans. And if you're in Disneyland, it kind of maybe it felt like New Orleans, you get naked.
Wait a minute. He's on Bourbon Street.
The incident occurred.
He's had too much bourbon.
Around 10 p.m., prompting Disneyland staff to evacuate guests from the vicinity.
Go back to Canada, you Hoosier.
The man was seen climbing onto the entrance of Tiana's Palace restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Tiana.
Exposing himself to parkgoers.
I didn't say she was crazy. I said she was...
He was detained by Disneyland security and later arrested by Anaheim police on suspicion of trespassing, public nudity, and being under the influence of narcotics.
And having one of his ass cheeks pierced. I shouldn't say that.
No injuries were reported during this incident.
It's the happiest place on earth. That guy's going to be in a teacup, know what I mean? Well, I don't know what I mean.
Okay, on to this next story.
Thanks, Mickey.
You're welcome, dumbass. I mean, Kramer.
All right, you mouse. I'll put them traps around.
Did you call him a mouse hole? I think that's what you called him. You said, all right, you mouse hole.
Mouse hole.
A 47-year-old Pennsylvania woman, identified as Crystal Goss, has been arrested after allegedly pooping inside the beer cave of a Royal Farms convenience store in Hanover.
Inside a beer cave?
Like, you know, those beer fridge you walk into. Oh. They call it beer caves.
Huh.
Surveillance footage reportedly shows that Crystal pushing aside a case of alcoholic beverages, pulling down her pants, and pooping on the shelves before leaving the store.
Oh, wow, what an idiot. Again, drugs, you think, involved?
Has to.
You would think.
Well, let's see.
I mean, she had to go, but...
Nothing in the charges said drugs. The incident resulted in approximately $80 worth of merchandise being lost. Guess nobody wants to drink out of that can anymore, huh?
It wasn't lost. It was just not sellable.
Well, they call that a loss. Crystal, who serves as the director of food and nutrition for the local school district.
Oh, no.
Crystal, stop. What? Faces charges now, including open lewdness, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct.
Wow, there's three biggies.
Why?
What's her full name? Crystal?
Goss. G-A-U-S-S. Gauss. Goss. Mouse.
Mondy.
It's like Mandy, but when you're rich, you're Mondy. What's up, Mondy?
Mondy.
I was trying to find an image of her. Well, trying to. I'm curious what she looks like.
Did you Google it?
Yeah.
No image yet?
No image yet.
Bet there's surveillance of her pooping on the beer coolers.
I don't want to watch that.
Why not? Since we're going down this, you know, this little rabbit hole, let's go.
Let's do it.
That's tomorrow for the
hype zone.
Comes back tomorrow. All right. Well, there's your weird news and disgusting little criminals exposing themselves today.
Yeah.
106.5 The Wolf.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.